AP Radio News.
I'm Rita Foley. Authorities are warning residents of suburban Houston that some of them could be stranded for days by floodwaters if they don't evacuate now. The rain has pushed the San Jacinto River above flood stage. At least 21 people have died in the fierce weather in Texas and Oklahoma. Michael Callen's father, Dennis, is among them. He suffered a heart attack while trying to rescue a woman from her submerged car in Houston.
Take this as a learning experience, and I think my dad would want that. You know, if flash floods, take those seriously.
He talked to KTRK-TV. A group of Good Samaritans rescued the woman. The CDC is recommending four lab workers get preventive treatment after receiving live anthrax spores mistakenly shipped to research labs from an Army facility in Utah. Our Violet Ekonomova has the latest.
The Pentagon confirms a lab in Maryland and a military lab in South Korea have received live spores, and labs in eight other states may have received them too. The samples came from Dugway Proving Ground, an Army facility in Utah, and were sent using a commercial delivery service. The CDC says right now, though, there is no risk to the general public.
Just a few days ago, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Iraqi forces showed no will to fight and let Ramadi fall to his Islamic militants. Now, he says, better training might help, as would getting equipment to the battlefield sooner.
Training and equipment affect the effectiveness of the forces and therefore their ability to operate, their confidence in their ability to operate. So there's a direct relationship.
He's called a special meeting of his top advisors and tasked them to come up with some options. This is AP Radio News. What do you think about the FIFA scandal? Attorney General Loretta Lynch is describing a system of kickbacks and bribery, but soccer fan Ferris Bond in Washington says he's surprised by the U.S. indictments.
I'm a little surprised the United States Justice Department would be concerned with prosecuting FIFA officials in different parts of the world that in large part, don't have that much effect on the United States.
This morning, major sponsors are demanding that FIFA Soccer's global governing body clean up its act, with Visa even warning it's prepared to jump ship. Polish authorities say they're searching for a guy who tangled with a bear at Warsaw Zoo and escaped, leaving traces of his blood behind. Some of the blood was found outside the enclosure. It appears the man was not badly hurt. No local hospitals have reported treating him, but the zoo says what he did was dangerous. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.